You're listening to the Texas Standard.
There was a tweet that was repeated by most media outlets. There was the media uproar, and then there was the actual proclamation. And as often happens, the tweet and the media uproar are about something very different from what actually ends up in the proclamation that follows several days later. The tweet in question is one in which the president talks about an invisible enemy and says he will temporarily suspend immigration into the United States. But now, what's actually been ordered? Joining us now is Kate Lincoln Goldfinch. She specializes in immigration cases, and she's an attorney based out of Central and South Texas. Ms. Lincoln Goldfinch, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me on.
Let's talk a little bit about the first tweet so that we have a frame of reference here. And I'm going to quote from Donald Trump's tweet from April 20th. In light of the attack from the invisible enemy, capitalized, as well as the need to protect the jobs of our great American citizens, I will be signing an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States. Has immigration been suspended into the United States?
I would say it hasn't. The actual order had a far fewer teeth than the tweet did. What it did was suspend immigrant visa processing at the consulates abroad for the next 60 days.
That sounds rather different. Well, it's my understanding that the purpose of this was to, what, protect unemployed Americans during COVID-19, as we, what, 26 million Americans now jobless? Was that the purpose of this proclamation?
Well, that was certainly what the president suggested in his tweet, but in fact, these immigrant visas, most of them are family members of U.S. citizens and permanent residents. And there are some people who are getting immigrant visas through employment, but that is a smaller percentage.
Let's talk about the proclamation, because you can make a case that the tweet is one thing and the proclamation is another, right?
Yeah, and this follows a pattern that we've seen multiple times under President Trump, where I believe he tries to distract us from something else that is going on and tries to inflame his base and put something anti-immigrant out there. And then when he actually consults his advisors and has to put the order into effect, realize that he has, you know, less authority than he threatened to have in his tweet.
So what exactly do you see as the purpose for the tweet then? Election year politicking?
Absolutely. I think it was meant to inflame his base and continue his anti-immigrant rhetoric and perhaps to distract all of us from the failure of leadership regarding the pandemic.
I was taking a look at what some other Western democracies have been doing, and what the United States is doing isn't really that far out of line with what countries from France to Belgium to Italy to Greece. And it seems like, in fact, the only country that has taken a more pro-immigrant stand in Europe, certainly, was Portugal, which stands alone in a sense of sort of opening its doors to immigrants, at least during the COVID-19 crisis. Do you see the United States as being out of step with other Western liberal democracies?
Well, I think, you know, the consulates are already closed to interviews, and they may very well be for the next 60 days. So this order may not actually impact cases at all, because these interviews may not have happened in the first place. So I think this is really more about the politicking, as you say, than an actual impact on immigration policy.
Bottom line, how many people do you think in Texas are going to be affected by an order like this, or are people being directly affected right now?
I think it's a very small percentage. The thing to keep in mind is that people who are inside the United States immigrating will not be impacted. People who are applying for green cards, for work permits, for citizenship, although those interviews are being delayed because of COVID, this order will not impact those cases. This order only applies to people who are applying for immigrant visas at the U.S. consulates outside of the United States. And many people are exempted from the order.
Kate Lincoln Goldfinch specializes in immigration law. She's an attorney in Central and South Texas. Ms. Lincoln Goldfinch, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Take care.